Get ready for the new look Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down!
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
For Keno, with a draw every few minutes, there's always time for a spot of Keno. Play today. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday. Is it Thursday?
It's a Wednesday, Dave.
G'day, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday's Rush Hour edition. I do apologise.
Rush Hour edition of
I'm
what?
I'm all over the shop.
Rush Hour edition of what?
Of the Triple M Rush Hour.
Yeah.
We're global.
I thought it was normally a Rush
Hello
Hour edition
Bernie
each
Vince,
time.
Hello. Greg Blewett, welcome. Emma G, welcome.
Hello.
Family,
Hello,
welcome.
How have you gone, you reckon, in the opener so far?
Nah, I slaughtered it. The family understand how I roll. Mm.
Easy mistake.
Do they?
And I beg your pardon?
Easy mistake. Getting the days mixed up.
Did you play golf again today?
I did.
Down at your little private club?
I did. Little warm-up yesterday. Mm. We took on the breakfast mob.
Yeah, the Grange. Yeah. And we won too. Well done, Rush Hour.
We'll get a touch on that a little bit later.
And Ditch got slaughtered.
He came last by 17 shots.
That's embarrassment.
And there was only about five shots.
This is a bloke that couldn't win a world squash tournament against Imran Khan.
I think it was Jenga Khan.
Oh, Jenga Khan, that'll do.
That's his home club too. So
is
if anyone was meant to know that course, it was him.
Well, he had to win.
But he was saying all the rules and he was carrying on.
Well, we played the wrong rules yesterday. Yeah. And then he turned on the guys that he played with.
Didn't he give them a lashing?
You never do that.
And old Rupert on one leg was on the froths with Loza.
Yeah.
That was three parts after the third hole.
It looks like he's got a prosthetic leg.
Doesn't
with that
he?
Thing
doesn't
on.
It? Doesn't
I
he?
I thought he did for a sec. I thought, hang on, what's going on here? I saw him hit one ball.
Yeah,
wasn't
that,
too
that
bad.
Skied over nearly an airport road.
No, he actually hit it quite well.
No, did he?
Yeah.
Greg, all right?
Yeah, not too bad.
What's
bit of cricket
on?
News going around. Yeah. So, obviously, Tim Payne has stepped aside.
Yes, sir.
So, there's all sorts going on. Have you seen that? Cricket Tasmania are filthy with Cricket Australia,
yes,
the way that they've
handled
it. It's all getting very, very ugly. So, the Poms are licking their lips at the moment, Jars, with what's going on with Australian cricket at the moment.
Right.
There's also been a five-man panel that's been put together to make a decision on who's going to be the next Australian captain. So Nick Hockley, the CEO, Richard Freudenstein, who's the chairman, George Bailey, head of selectors, Tony Dottomade, who's a selector as well. He's a beauty. And CA director Mel Jones. So I would say there will be an announcement,
I reckon,
in the next couple of days. Justin Lang is not part of the
decision-making
process.
Are you happy with that or not?
I'm not.
No?
Nah, coaches always have a say on their captain. They've got to work together so closely.
It's his team. He needs to make those decisions, Greg.
And in the Shield game yesterday at Karen Rolton, there was a walk-off.
Yeah. What about
dangerous
the carry-on
pitch
from Labuschagne?
Oh, no, he was...
The Stansbury pitch was doing that in the weekend. I just kept fronting up.
Yeah, you didn't last long.
You were making it look good.
Yeah, he lasted two overs, you chunkhead.
So they walked off. They deemed the pitch dangerous.
So Labuschagne,
he got a couple and
he
carries
on
like
a pull.
Threw his hands.
Threw his bat at one stage.
Yep.
Threw it down and started half.
He's got to stop carrying on. He carries on like a buffoon, doesn't he?
I like him, but he's
he's a bloody good player. He's a nice bloke, but he's one of those players that's never out.
So annoying.
And the other news is,
reminds me of Pitty. Continue, sorry.
Your
just
Adam
annoying
Pitt,
and
your coach at Stansbury.
Yeah.
He's failed again, I hear.
He did fail again. How'd you find that? I wouldn't have told you.
No, your dad did.
Oh, I looked the scores up. He got a duck, didn't he?
Duck.
He's no good. He's got to go.
Usman Khawaja only made four.
Oh.
So what does Trav Head have? Does Trav need to make 100 to cement that number five spot?
Well, he just has to make five.
That would help.
Make five.
One more.
Hey, we've got a great guest coming on the show.
We have. Big
Ivor
night
Davies
tonight.
From Ice House. Mm. Right? A good dear friend of ours. I beg your pardon?
It was a big night tonight. I thought you were going down the draft path.
I thought we're
that's coming up very shortly, isn't it, the draft?
Yes, it is.
Draft path, that's sort of half right.
I'm a bit nervous. I'm going to ask Cal Toomey, because he's the best in the business, about Rochelle. The Adelaide Crows may look at that small forward.
Mm.
Well, hang on, what... Rochelle.
Yeah, he's made his name.
It was in Seinfeld. It was in a Seinfeld.
Oh, I thought it was a Seinfeld reference,
yeah,
and then I'm standing here thinking, well,
I
don't know anything about
drafts.
He's confused the hell out of everyone.
Through to the keeper. For
anyway,
me.
Young Rochelle is a small forward. Mm. Do we need another small forward?
No.
we need a strong inside outside skillful mid.
Right. Yes.
But we'll ask Cal. Yeah. Thank you, Ben. Thank you very much. Mm. Who else, G? What else?
Ivor Davies.
I just said that.
I know, but you just kind of brushed over it. It's kind of a big deal. Mm. So, you know, front man of Ice House, who we love at Triple M.
We're not, what's that say, Furious S?
Yeah. Furious Five.
Oh.
And with, I thought you with forgot hand it. On heart, this is the last one we'll ever do.
I thought you forgot that.
Yes. Oh. Yes, sir.
Wow. I thought you forgot a few letters after the S there. H-I-T. Furious.
Oh.
Ben.
Sorry, family.
Charles baby.
Sorry, family. That's what we're dealing with. Not far away before the draft is announced for 2021-2022. Very exciting young men around the country waiting for their name to be called out. And one man that's all over this.
Oh, yes.
His DNA reeks of it. Yes. And he's a dear friend of ours. Cal Toomey joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Cal.
G'day, team. Very excited for tonight's draft. I think there's kids everywhere worried, nervous, anxious, excited about what's ahead, and I'm probably the same as them, so looking forward to it.
Cal, just to start off with, do you like it over 2 days? Do you like the theatre of it, or is it best off just getting it all out of the way? Do we want these kids to hang on for 2 days?
I love it, Bernie. More airtime for me.
Yes. Clever.
No, I think it's good. I think the draft as an event is growing in stature. There's no doubt about that. Everyone complained last year when the draft went too long. It was 5.5 hours in one night. The AFL spreads it over 2 nights. People complain it's over 2 nights. So they can't really win. But I liked it the first round tonight, which will be the first 20 picks. We'll get a really good moment in the spotlight for them.
We'll get to the Adelaide teams in a second, mate. But Jason Horne-Francis, so he will go at number one. That's what everyone's saying. I'd love to get an opinion from you. How does he compare to previous number ones?
Oh, very, very well. Yeah, his performance at his senior level over a two-year span now puts him right in the upper echelon of number one picks to come through the system in the past few years. He's one of the only ones to have done it. We know that he's the first non-Victorian to be the number one pick in a decade. The last one was David Swallow in 2011. So it's been a long time. And in between, none of the guys who have come through as number one in Victoria have been playing at senior level. So he's done that. He's ticked that off. He's ready to go. And I think North supporters are very, very excited about what's coming. We know how much Adelaide wanted to get him. They offered three first-round picks to move up the board to grab him. Didn't come through, but we wait and see how his career unfolds at Arden Street.
Cal, you spoke about some trades or potential trades Adelaide threw at North Melbourne. Will we see any games played tonight with anything inside the pick or the top 20?
There's certainly a lot of conversations happening this arvo, Bern, in regards to potential trades and pick swaps and clubs sliding back a couple of spots or edging up the board a little bit. Usually it's more bluff and discussions more than actual action, but we wait and see if anything like that happens. The Crows have been central to that as well at pick four. Could they slide back to pick seven? I still think that's unlikely, but there's an option for them to do it. They could slide back to the Saints pick at pick nine. It's probably too big of a gap, though, so I'm pretty sure they're locked in on the player that they want to get at that point, and I'm sure we'll chat about him in a second.
Yeah, talk us through, so the Crows and Port tonight, what do you think they'll end up with?
Well, the Crows at their pick have looked really closely at Josh Rochelli for a long time, and he's the red-hot favourite to be that pick. He's a small forward, dynamic, game-changer, match winner. He's got some confidence and some swagger, so I think supporters are going to like him. Opposition supporters are probably going to be annoyed by the way he gets in the face of players and dives around and has some real fun with the footy in his hand. But if the Crows grab him, he will add something different to their mix. The other ones they've looked at are Josh Sinn and also Ben Hobbs. So a couple of other Victorians there, a halfback and a midfielder. And at Port Adelaide's pick, well, Josh Sinn might be their guy if he gets through. He's the scintillatingly quick halfback who can tear out of the halfback line and change a moment in a game really quickly. So he's one. They could also get one of the midfielders who slips through. They're in a position, Port Adelaide, at pick 12, to get someone who slides through the top group. Neil Erasmus out of WA, Matt Johnson out of WA, the other contenders for that pick.
Josh Gibkiss as well, is that how you say his name? The key defender, Port have said they're pretty keen on having a look at?
Yeah, I mean, if he got there, it would be a bit of a surprise. If he got there, it would mean that he'd have to have gotten past Richmond and St Kilda. Mm. But there is a chance of that happening. And if he was there, he'd be really hard to pass up because his talent level is really high. The Giants considered him at pick two before they settled on Finn Callaghan. So there are a lot of fans of Josh Gibkiss. And if he did get through to Port's pick, well, he'd be hard to pass, that's for sure.
Chatting with AFL draft guru Cal Toomey. Now, mate, Port Adelaide, will they offer Trent Dumont a lifeline for next season?
Look, it's looking promising. We wait and see how that's going to pan out from the Port Adelaide Footy Club's point of view, because there's different avenues to make that happen. Of course, Trent Dumont has nominated for tonight's national draft,
yeah,
which puts him into the preseason draft as well if he gets overlooked. They could take him as a rookie. Could also be as a train-on preseason supplemental period selection. But there is an interest there in him, and that interest has been there at different levels across the past 12 months.
Mm.
I think all of us would agree that Trent Dumont, having been in the North Leadership Group 2 years ago, he played the last 14 games of the Kangaroos season this year. He deserves to be on an AFL list. So I think he'd add a bit.
Can you tell us a little bit about Mac Andrew? Now, he's been one that's a rapid riser. He was part of the Melbourne NGA or Next Gen Academy. Melbourne can't have access to him, though. Was that?
No, your D's aren't getting him, Bernie. He's not going to land at the Melbourne Footy Club. And it's a bit of a shame in some ways because it would have been exciting to see him team up with Luke Jackson in the ruck, both athletic 200-centimetre prospects. But Max headed to the Suns, and he'll be really good for the Suns. He is a 200-centimetre ruckman who will probably start his career as a key back, maybe even a key forward. I can even see him playing on the wing as a Nick Cox type of player. So there's a lot to like about him, and the Suns will get him. Under the new NGA rules, Next Generation Academy rules, of course, no one can match a bid in the top 20. So he's up for grabs.
Collingwood, they'll take Nick Davis, obviously, and Western Bulldogs, Sam Darcy. There'll be no surprises there, will there?
No, the Giants are set to bid on Darcy at pick two, and the Western Bulldogs will match that. And then Gold Coast, before they do take Mac Andrew, I expect will place a bid on Nick Dacos, who's had an outstanding season and in an open pool would have been right up there in the number one considerations and calculations. But the way it's panned out, the bid comes a couple of picks later. And that's a great result for Collingwood. Obviously, Nick wanted to go as high as he could, but the Collingwood Footy Club means that their picks at the back end of the draft probably don't slide back after matching that early bid.
And the Western Bulldogs have to give up four picks for Sam Darcy, is that right?
Well, they've had to do some manoeuvring, that's for sure, because
They'll do it.
Well, it's a good result and good position to be in, though, isn't it, when you get a couple of gifts through the Next Generation Academy and father-son rule, bring in Jamara Ugelhagen and Sam Darcy in successive years. So it's worth what they'll pay. They'll do an early trade with Geelong and North Melbourne and pick up some more points, and that'll put them in a really good position to match that bid. So the future of the Dogs is well and truly in good store.
Cal, great job, mate. Great insight in tonight's draft, the AFL draft. So we'll speak again, young man. A very exciting time for a lot of young footballers around the country.
Anytime, guys. Enjoy the night.
There he is, boys. Cal Toomey, our boy Cal. You can follow him on his Instagram and his Twitter and his, what else, his socials.
Well, he's the AFL draft group.
He's all over it, isn't he?
He's everywhere.
He's all over it. I beg your pardon.
AFL.com.au.
That's it. That's the boy.
Yes. All right.
Stay tuned. Adelaide Crows, go for the big, strong midfielder, not the small forward. That's just my opinion.
He reckons they're going to go for the small forward.
But that's just my opinion, Burn. Get the big, strong mid.
Okay.
Get him in a number two jumper.
Today, I was filling out, because we've got to sort Harvey's school out. So he's three in February, so you've sort of got to get onto this
early.
Organised. You're organised. I like it.
I am, yeah. I'm good. Always pretty. Yeah. I've been known to be pretty organised.
So you are. Have you targeted a primary school in the area?
Yeah, no, I've targeted a couple, but I was filling out an application today, because it needed to be in a couple of weeks ago, but
you've had a bit on to it.
I've been very busy, so they've reached
playing
out.
Golf and getting
my cousin's the headmaster there. So, geez, if she knocks me back, I'll
you got no
to
hope.
Speak to Nana. Anyway, I was filling it out. There's about eight pages you got to fill out. Wouldn't you have Australia at the top, by the way?
Yes, sir.
Where you were born.
What was on there?
Well, you got to scroll all the way down.
Yes, so
it's in alphabetical order.
Alphabetical order. That annoyed
Australia
me to start
close
with.
Close to the top.
Yeah, I know, but AU's down the bottom of the A's. There's a lot of A's where you can be born. But anyway, I was getting down, and then all of a sudden, we all work in the same industry. And it got, hang on, it's got a text.
It's going to be long.
Well, we've seen your application. Good. That's through at least.
Okay.
But I went down to the bit, occupation.
Yeah.
And you couldn't just, why don't they just let you write what you think you are?
Okay.
Because I had to choose from a list that honestly was, it was like reading a phone book.
Yeah,
there was that many different occupations. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thought myself, Well, we're media, so I went to M.
And what
it took me 10 minutes to get to M. And like media, something, communication, something like that.
Meathead.
Not there. Right. I went up, thought, oh, communications.
That's a good one.
Something like that. Yeah. Went up to C. Actually, Jazz, you said to go to communications. So yes, well done. Thank you for that.
Our pleasure.
Nothing in communications. Yeah. And there is thousands of bloody occupations. There was horse trainers, bloody dog trainers. Wow. Flicked through past all them. I thought about putting a horse trainer. So then I couldn't find anything I was.
Who you are in this industry.
So then I went to, and we had Mr. James Pettersson sitting next to us.
The president of the Prospect Cricket Club that got smashed outright on the weekend.
All grades lost, I think.
Well, he's the president. And, well, you go and play for him and help him out.
And his role is...
What's that?
Questionable.
He's
doing a great job.
Oh, of course you'll be sucking up to the boss, you bloody. Get that thing off your lip.
Right.
Anyway, so he was sitting there, and I thought to myself, well, I saw a general manager. And I thought,
need a good general
that
manager.
That is me. And I asked him, I said, can I be the general manager here? And he said, well, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm the general manager. Yeah. I said, well, I do more than you.
He thinks he is.
And he wasn't too happy with that. No. But in the end, I thought, you know what?
What?
Bugger, I'm just going to pick a random one. So I went zing, zing, zing,
and
zing.
What did you get?
Bang. You know what I got?
What'd you pick?
Clinical trials officer. I don't even know what that means. But I hope they don't ask
Did you put that on the form?
I left it.
Clinical trials.
Well, clinical trials officer I am.
What about you, Cricket Teeth?
So what would you choose on the list?
You had to fill out forms.
I normally...
There was cricket coach, there was football coach, there was all that, but then there was no media.
I normally put down just media.
So you just put
in there. But there was no media.
You're in the media.
Television
now.
As well.
Oh, right.
And then,
Ben, what about, was there like presenter, announcer?
Couldn't be bothered going through them all. I just wanted to do the ones that probably presenter might have been in there. I'm not sure.
What about media personality?
No,
I'm just throwing it out there.
Don't, Greg.
Should have gone down to K with you. Nob. Yeah. That would have been a good one.
I was thinking... When I've had to fill these forms
starts
out,
with N.
It doesn't take me long to put down what I am in this industry, and I've been doing it for a long time.
What?
Showtime.
I'm the lightning rod.
I actually went down to L for lightning rod.
What a point.
Oh, chat. We've got him on.
Hello.
On the rush hour, the global rush hour. Good afternoon, Ivor Davies. Welcome to the rush hour here in Adelaide.
Thank you very much.
You must be up and about. Now, we're celebrating 40 years in 2022. Mate, what triggered you to write this magnificent anthem, The Great Southern Land Song?
Wow, that's a hard question. There's a few things. We just come back from our very first international tour, and I got incredibly homesick when I was away. I think we were away for 6 months. It was a fair old time. And it was also the trip over. Flying from Sydney to, I think, Bangkok took me right across the middle of Australia, and it was like kind of blew my mind, really. It was just the scale of it. I remember going to sleep over desert and woke up 2 hours later and was still over desert, and I thought, oh this place is so big. It was incredible. It was that, the combination, I think it was the homesickness too. And when I got back, it was the very first song that I wrote for the sort of second album.
Oh, it was a great song too. And when you're having some moments to yourself and you've been away for 6 months and you missed all your family and friends, obviously you thought, well, am I going to go back and see and we'll go back to these locations? Have you ever gone back and gone, well, it's not as bad as I thought?
Well, I remember that sensation of going down to the harbour at Circular Quay, and you know, some things had changed, and I looked at it and kind of went, "Oh yeah, okay." Mm. And imagine how much it's changed in the last 200 years. There were a whole lot of thoughts, and I really kind of couldn't get them down on paper. It's a bit of a jumble, and it sort of says stuff to me that I know it probably doesn't make any sense to anybody else, but I guess songs are like that, really.
Mm. Oh, but they say time goes quick. Can you believe it's been 40 years?
No.
That makes you old.
Well, it makes me officially really old, and probably too old to be standing up in front of, you know, 10, 20,000 people.
No, you're not. Never too old.
Playing. No, we actually have a fantastic time. I think that sort of stuff kind of keeps you young, really. It's a blast. It certainly kind of makes your adrenal system fire up.
Ivor, what about when you look at the great front men of all time, like Mick Jagger? He's thriving at the moment, and he's in his mid-70s. So there's no age, is there, really? If you're sounding good and you're performing well and your voice is still up to that quality that it is, you can keep going to 80.
Well, we have, I mean, I've been working with some of these musicians for 35 years, and so they're kind of my posse, I guess, and we don't get to see each other unless we're actually going to play, because we're scattered all over the place, Adelaide, Sydney, Melbourne, and we just have fun. It's just a fun thing to do. I cannot tell you what, when a band is good and they're really good, it is actually quite a magical thing, and it's great fun.
Ivor, 8th of March next year, you're here in Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval. It's going to be great to be back on the road again, I'd imagine.
It's not just a band too. We actually work with the same crew. I think we've been working together for about 12 years now. So there's probably about 16 of us. And of that crew and most of that band, they haven't worked for nearly 2 years now. So it's not just getting back together again. It's going to be kind of like lighting a fuse, I think, on a thrippity bunger, because they're just so fired up to get working again.
Brilliant.
How did you manage to cope through COVID? Because your industry was hit bigger than most. We noticed a lot with Gleeso, Dave Gleeson, who we have a bit to do with in here. He just found ways to keep himself busy. What did you get up to?
I sort of did ridiculous things, really. I had this idea. In 1993, I built a second story on my double garage. And the second story is my studio, and it was kind of purpose-built. It's nearly 100% soundproof. It's just like a big control room, really. And the whole idea was, and I never got round to it, was to actually wire it to the garage underneath so that I could actually record drummers and stuff. So I've had a builder here for 6 months and have spent ridiculous amounts of money soundproofing my garage. And as we speak, there's a drummer up there now, and we can tie liner through to my control room. And so we've got a proper garage band set up here now.
Now, mate, what about off-field, off-stage? Do you partake in any social activity with any other sporting? Go. Do you, do you surf? Do you swim? Do you do pottery classes?
Well,
how do you relax?
I've got a horrible confession to make. That is, I actually play golf.
Yay! Ivor Davies plays golf.
We're going to love that.
Off a plus one, Ivor.
If you knew how badly I play golf, you wouldn't be celebrating that fact.
Where do you play?
Just locally, beautiful course. I'm not going to tell you where it is because it's kind of it's my kind secret of hideaway.
Nice. Cool.
But I get to see the sea, and it's an incredible wildlife, and walk a really long way and not even know that I've clocked up about 10 kilometres. So there you go.
What's your handicap, mate?
Oh, I don't have one. I wouldn't bother counting.
Sounds like you, Jazz.
Well, Bluey, you're the former Australian Test cricketer and great golfer. Give him some advice.
You hit the ball, I think.
Yeah, don't get too far ahead of yourself. Keep your eye on the ball.
Keep your head down.
What do you like on the greens? With the, I had a four-putt yesterday, Ivor. I had a shocking day yesterday.
As I say, I think we probably laugh more than anything. So luckily I've got exactly the right disposition for golf, because if I hit a really rubbish shot, which happens reasonably frequently, or hit a tree or do something really stupid, we just all fall about laughing, really. It's nice. Just one of those.
Best way to
brilliant,
do it,
mate. Great to chat with you. Really appreciate your time. You're back next year. You're coming to Adelaide Oval on the 8th of March, 7 o'clock. Tickets are still available. 10,000. It's a big chock-a-block. It's going to be a great night here. Look forward to seeing you, mate, and all the best, and good luck next year celebrating your 40th anniversary.
Thank you very much indeed. Looking forward to seeing you all.
And good luck with your golf.
Okay, I'll do all the luck I can get.
Here he is.
Furious. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it. I do not believe it.
Two callers battled out by answering 5 questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
Boys, with a heavy heart, had a meeting with management last week that this is the final Furious Five. The final one for 2021, and obviously we're going live next year, 4 till 6, so that's good news for us, but there's been some changes.
Who is management?
Me.
And had a conversation with yourself again.
So this is our last one after nearly 2 years of just pure entertainment. There's been some awards that we've knocked back, but let's say hello to our two contestants, beautiful people, Robert from Mount Barker and Neil from Henley Beach. Good afternoon, chaps, and thanks for playing.
Good afternoon, Charles.
Neil, have you seen Jars swanning around down there at Henley Beach, or, you know, swimming nude or anything like that?
Unfortunately, I have.
Oh!
Neil, is that right?
Come on, come on.
Do tell.
I had me Daniel Craig bathers on the other week. Don't worry about that. Now, Robert, who's your footy side, mate?
Port.
Yep, and Neil, yours is?
Port.
Nice. Okay. Okay, we've got Port Adelaide and...
And Port Adelaide.
Can you do it next year? Chaps, can you do it next year? Please tell me you've got to do it next year.
Easy.
We hope so.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed.
Hope.
But five questions. Call your name out first if you know the answer. You boys, make sure you deliver the questions.
We've been doing beautifully.
With some intelligence,
thank you.
Please.
Been a problem.
Two lifelines. And,
one each.
And if,
one each.
You're going to do three?
No, right. One each.
I just said two lifelines.
Yes, and one each.
Yes,
they
that's what I meant. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's crikey. Listen.
But they think it's 2 each.
No, yeah, they think
not
it's two
each.
It's
two lifelines, one per player.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, let's get on with it.
So one each or one per player, same thing. Mm.
Gentlemen, good luck.
Start your engines.
Gregory, fire up.
Okay, good luck. Here comes question one. World number one tennis player Ash Barty announced what yesterday?
Real.
Oh,
I thought it was Robert.
Rob, yeah, it was. Rob.
Who was that?
Gee, come on.
All right, Rob.
Rob.
Her engagement.
Yeah.
Yeah, good start.
I didn't
know
that.
Beautiful. She's a beautiful
Bad luck,
soul.
Neil. I thought it was you there first.
She's one of my favourites, Ash.
Oh, it's going to be a big
party.
Because
she likes
party?
A froth. Yeah, and there
and
she'll
she's
get on.
A good person.
And loves her Richmond Footy Club too.
Sculled a beer at Richmond Premiership.
Bob, yeah, there you go.
Grand final.
And you did too when Melbourne won. You sculled everything.
Oh, no, I sculled more than one. Anyway.
Number two, Burn.
Which two Aussie sporting icons this week were both elevated to legend status in the
Robert.
Sport?
Yes, Robert.
Dennis Lilly. It's in the back of my head now. I did have it.
Well, get it to the front of your head and get it out of your mouth.
I'm doing a jazz. I've blundered.
Throw your head backwards and sometimes it hits the front.
You've got some fluid issues.
Let Neil finish it off.
All right, Neil.
You're running it
You'll
now,
take
hey?
A lifeline.
No, oh. You can't. No.
Why can't he? Yes, he
not?
Can.
No.
You
didn't
say they couldn't.
Excuse me.
Is he part of the rules? Didn't. He so
the
can.
Rules are,
you can.
You've got to use the lifeline straight away.
No. He didn't
you can't answer one question. And it's a stupid question because you've got to give two answers. There should be one answer. Honestly.
I know. You can use the lifeline.
All right, go, Neil, if you want to use the lifeline.
I'll use the lifeline.
Okay.
You got Greg and Bernie.
I'll go Bernie.
Right, Bern. Who's the other one?
Ian Thorpe.
Yeah.
Now,
how does that work? Scores.
He gets it.
Because he had to complete the whole answer.
Gee, who got the first one? Question.
Rob.
So it's one all.
It's one all.
Oh, this is a good game. Number three, Greg.
Who played more games for the Adelaide Crows? Was it Bernie Vince or Andrew Jarman?
Oh, good question.
Robert.
Yes, Robert.
I'm going to go Bernie Vince.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh. How did you play, Bern?
Over 100.
130?
Yeah, what was I, Greg?
I don't know.
I was 110.
So you know.
And 109 were those quality.
Yeah, 129 and one was quality.
Number four, please. So it's 2-1, Burn.
Yep.
2-1.
Yeah,
so how
Rob's
much in it?
Rob from Mount Barker's leading.
2-1.
Says one in it.
Go number four, please, Greg.
No,
Greg,
Burn.
I mean, Burn.
Which colour card means a send-off in soccer?
Red.
Robert.
Someone said red.
Neil Robert. Answered, but he didn't
but,
say his
but
name.
Neil.
Someone said the answer.
But it was Neil said red card.
Yeah. Yes, he did. So it's Robert.
I'm going to give it to Neil.
Oh,
no.
You can't just
He's
make an
Henley
exception.
Beach.
Oh, well, that's all right. Then.
All right, it's 2-1.
All right, Neil. That's a point to you, red
Last
card.
One. Go, Boone.
For the win.
For the win.
What is the name of the Australian netball team?
Neil.
Robert.
Yes, Neil.
It's not Swifts.
No. Now, Robert.
Quick, Robert. No Googling.
Opals.
No.
It's the Diamonds then.
Yeah.
Diamonds.
But we can't give it to
you. Just keep guessing.
Hang on, so two all?
Okay, it's two all.
Okay.
Lifeline then.
Tiebreaker.
Here we go.
They're throwing lifelines around.
You ready?
See, don't try and change the competition.
How am I changing?
Well, you did.
Yeah.
I said red, but he said red. Come on, you changed it.
This is another shambles.
Name.
All right, here
Somebody
we go.
Somebody just said lifeline again.
This is the last time you'll do this quiz.
Which former AFL player won Celebrity MasterChef Australia this week?
Neil.
Yes, Neil.
Oh, St. Kilda guy. What's his name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Robert Harvey?
No.
I know it.
Hang on.
Not your turn, Rob.
Yeah. How long
are you giving
him?
There's still one lifeline available. Well, it's all right.
Google's pretty quick.
Oh, no.
All right, Neil, you got 3 seconds.
No, he's done. Gone. Okay. Right, Rob, be quick. Go.
Nick Riewoldt.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Rob, from Mount
Barker. It's the only silverware he's got.
Thanks, Neil, from Henley Beach. I'll see you down the beach, brother.
Thank you.
Good challenge. Done, Rob, we're sending you along a double pass to Adelaide United and Melbourne City. Congrats.
No worries. Thank you. My little fella's going to love it.
Oh, well done, awesome. Rob.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for being good sport. See you, buddy.
See you, guys. Thank you.
Time to
he's talking about something else.
Say
little
goodbye
fella.
To the Furious Five.
You got a good voice. Till that end bit. When
are
it
we
broke.
Still on?
We're still on.
Hey, well, Rob, you're still there, Rob?
They're both gone.
Can I just say that you two, an absolute ought to be ashamed of yourselves, how you trashed this Furious Fight on day one.
Oh, you know.
And you,
was,
G, no, blew it.
It's your segment.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
You don't know how to run it.
The way you front up to your family, the way you've destroyed this beautiful segment.
Front
that's
up
no
to
longer,
your family.
It's done.
Your family got to do it.
Done. And Sean Craig Murphy, yeah, have a good look at yourself. Yeah,
well, get him out of the opener,
no,
too.
No, because he's with the other station, with the girls' station.
Yeah.
And he ought to What's be ashamed of yourself. I beg your pardon?
What was
well,
that
Well, they
mean?
Play ladies' music.
Oh.
Yeah, so... But to everyone that played, thank you. From the bottom of my heart to all the sponsors, to the well wishes, to the awards.
To all of the no sponsors. Oh, he's getting emotional.
Thank you to the Furious Five.
Here he is. He's going.
I'm not breaking down.
He's going.
No, I'm not breaking down. But
okay.
We'll never see you again, Furious Five.
Yeah, good.
Yesterday, where were we? We had a good day with some listeners.
Why? This is not my bit, no.
But this is the golf day we played, Gregory, with the listeners. And it was great. So the Rush Hour took on the Breakfast Crew, Ruin Ditch, in a golf day down at Grange.
Who did you play with yesterday?
Three terrific young men. Good people. I had
they
Dave.
Nameless,
I had
are they?
Dave. I had Buddy Timmy. I had a cast of thousands with me. And they're ripping fellas. All right, but we finished each
good folks that you can't remember their names.
You won. You actually won the tournament.
Yes.
Well, who were your boys?
It wasn't me. I was representing us.
Yeah,
the Rush Hour. Well so done. We were taking on.
Who did you play with?
He's such a team player, Bluey.
Yeah, I played with Nick Morris and Joe.
Yeah, well done.
And they were good lads. Very good lads.
Joe,
we had a good day.
Joe's got the Chibos down at Henley Beach, hasn't he?
That's Morris.
Morris, he's a good fella, Morris.
So you should have known you never go into Chibo at Henley.
I do.
You'd be going now.
That's a great spot there.
Now, Byrne, you had some beautiful people with you?
Yes, I did.
Who were they?
Aaron.
Yeah, nice.
Sammy.
Nice, Sammy.
And Marco.
And where did you finish?
I was the same as you.
Equal third.
Yeah. But you didn't.
On 44 points.
Anyway.
Questionable about...
Anyway, it was nine holes.
Canning.
We had a good day yesterday at the Grange. Yes.
Actually, you did really well because you nearly killed someone with your first shot
on
of the
first tee.
Yes, I did.
So you, Bernie, we were there and I'm going, what is he doing? There was someone 150 metres.
Hey, okay.
150 metres away.
Yes, sir.
And
driver.
You decided
sir.
To use your driver, which you, if you get onto one, you could probably hit 160 metres.
Bullshit.
No, a bit more than that.
Charles,
anyway, you actually
them.
Smoked it and you went past the
correct.
Individual
correct.
About head height.
Mm.
So why would you... That's dangerous.
I've got things on. This is what happened.
I'm I've just met some of our listeners, and it's frightening. They are a frightening bunch of people, I can tell you. And they're going to have golf clubs in their hands, swinging them. Bloody hell. And Loz, from the background, straight to the bar, funnily enough. She said to me, is there a golf course here? I said, yeah, there's actually two of them. Anyway, as to who's going to win, Greg Blewett actually played golf for South Australia, would you believe? But he hasn't played golf the way we play golf. We will get inside his head. No worries about that. Very weak mentally, Greg Blewett. And we should be fine.
We've got Bernie, who plays a bit. I'm state golfer, state cricketer, so I know I'll get the job done. Who else is on our team?
German!
Yeah, I'm going to be fine. I played Friday.
Yeah, what'd you learn?
Just to be patient. Mm. Let the ball do the work. That's what I learned.
Let the ball do the work?
Yes, sir.
You've got to hit the ball.
Yeah, but the ball needs to make sure it's got its own energy.
You've seen both Brekkie teams see off now. What do you think?
No problems. They're all pretty s***. Ditch footy's on the road. Texas also on the road. All I've got to do is get it somewhere in the golf course and we'll win. So, anyway, I'm very confident, mate. What was your question?
The return to glory.
Because in first place, yeah. Louis
Great team. Yeah. He's a racist to Ditch. Fight like came in red hot favourite.
Don't ever harm any of those three dunces.
They eat their own at Port Adelaide.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, congratulations.
It was a good day.
It was a great day.
Well as Dits only came last by 17 shots.
And he's still trying to find his nut.
The top four were separated by about five shots and he was last by 17.
And it's his home deck too. Yeah. But well done to everyone involved and we'll do it again next year.
Where's my prize? Like, going on?
Well, what do you want on Friday?
You won nearest the pin the other day.
Thank you.
And what did you get?
And you got balls. Thank you very much.
I win the whole day.
Yes, sir.
And get nothing.
Hang on. You just said you were representing the team.
Triple M.
Where's our prize?
That's Jesus, better.
So what about our prize Friday?
Yeah.
That was a bigger day.
Yeah, you're so selfish. It's all about you.
And Jars, I must say, I saw your swing. I looked at the video on Triple M Instagram, and I was very impressed with your technique.
Oh, shut up, G.
I was.
You don't know anything about
good day
golf.
Today.
Well, I really
Thank
don't.
Thank you, G, for your lovely energy. I've had two people say to me today that I look fantastic. I've lost weight.
You have.
I can see my face.
I'm here. I'm hearing career best, and when I say career best, like highest you've been.
what do you mean? By
yes,
that?
We heard that this morning.
Who said that?
Well, I can't say.
Highest I've been. I got some lovely compliments.
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say who it was. Bluey.
How would I know? I mean, I'm only
you
just
begged and borrowed to get on this show, and now I've got to put up with you for 2 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
All right, buddy, what do you got?
Well,
for a Wednesday.
Well, I'm glad you got the days right because you did say it was Thursday earlier, but November 24th, and today is Unique Talent Day. So, what's your unique talent?
My unique talent.
You got one?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I can read at least 3-4 novels a week.
Okay.
Let's start with one a year, and then we'll get
what's yours?
I can cry when I urinate.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
What about you, G?
I can do handstands in the shower.
Yeah, but and then hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, careful.
What about you?
Where I have one. I'm just
Stansbury
lips. Standard.
Nothing unusual.
You're stock
I can scull a beer whilst doing a handstand upside
no,
down
you
without
can't.
Using my
no,
hands.
No, you
up your
can't.
Nose. Yeah, I can. You want me to do it now?
We've got no froth.
Well... Get one. I'll
hey,
show
tomorrow
you.
Night, we're at the bloody, the shed.
Big yes. Shed Brewing.
Doing the show live.
Yeah, we are, actually.
Our Triple M beer.
And Sagittarius. You know, we just flicked over to Sagittarius. Yeah. And I didn't have any qualities that they are.
Mm.
Sagittarius, I think I should have been Sagittarius. Optimistic, very trusting of others.
Mm.
Believe those around them.
Mm, you do.
And they take everyone on their merits.
Yes, you're good. Mm. That's you.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's your DNA.
A few things on this day.
What was that
the
again?
The game of softball.
Say that again. What was it?
There's a few things on this day.
Oh, I thought you said 15th.
No, sorry.
I apologise.
He's walking.
Softball. No, don't walk. Softball.
What about softball?
Sorry. Okay.
One of your men.
I apologise. Oh, here we go.
All right.
Okay.
Come
okay.
on.
Apologise.
He's back. He's back.
Here we go. He's back, family. Right.
Nah, the softball can get stuffed.
Softball.
Anything that you cut in or speak at, I'm just dumping.
I apologise.
Do you know that Ireland, originally, before 1995, was illegal to divorce?
Oh.
1995.
That's so recent.
That's not long ago.
It's not long ago at all.
Where's my Benny Hill music?
They ended the ban on divorce. And only 50.28%. It only just passed.
Oh, they're Catholics.
50.28%.
Right.
Yeah, are they? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Well,
yeah, it's
a
good
is
point.
That what it is?
That's a good point.
Absolutely. 1995 is not that long ago.
No, I know.
And they've all got about 15
there
kids
you go.
Each.
Yes, they do.
In 2012, well, in 2011, before we got to 2012, Justin Bieber's movie... Or not movie, song, but his movie clip of the song. What do you call that?
Video clip.
Video
Music
clip.
Music video.
Of Baby was the highest ever.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It's the later... highest ever watched on YouTube.
Don't play it.
Let's play a little bit of it.
Don't play it. Baby. Oh, he minds this.
Baby.
But clicking your fingers for.
But in 2012.
Yes, Burn.
This took over. Gangnam Style.
Oh, a bit of Gangnam.
There we go. Bit of Gangnam.
Gangnam knows the dance and everything.
He was on fire, this bloke.
Yeah.
And he had 800 million views.
Wow.
Where is he now?
Where is he now? He's counting his money.
Working. Well, he doesn't have to work.
No, is he back on the railways, is he?
He owns half of North Korea.
South Korea. Is it North or South Korea?
I don't think he'd be in North Korea.
Not with
the... Actually, they don't have the
internet.
Hung Lung Jung.
What's his name?
Still alive, is he?
Who? The North Korean leader. Yeah. I don't know.
That'd be interesting. Yeah.
Burn, I've got
to
go.
Because they don't have the internet, so it would have been pretty hard to put it on YouTube.
True.
Anyway.
Right. One more.
Well, today marks an iconic day because Triple M have had a big day on this already, but Freddie Mercury passed away on this day in 1991, Jazz.
One of the greatest.
And I'm hoping G's got a little bit of a... montage
one of
a few
the greatest
songs out, didn't
front
that?
Man of all time.
And you said you modelled your game
yes,
on this
Yes, I did.
Man.
There's three individuals. Mick Jagger, Freddie Mercury and Rudolf Nureyev.
Who's Rudolf Nureyev?
One of the great Russian ballet dancers of all time. You didn't even know that.
Did you know that? Boy?
No.
I was thinking, who the hell is that one?
I did not know that
He's my idol.
Really?
Got a bit of Fred.
Oh, yeah. We got a little bit here.
What's your favourite Freddie Mercury song?
Lady, Radio Gaga.
Oh.
He called it Lady
in
Gaga.
In 1985, when he did the Live Aid concert at Wembley Stadium, he hit 20 minutes.
Yeah,
that 20 minutes has been regarded as one of the greatest live performances of all time.
You know, we replayed that today at midday on
and
Triple
I had to pull
M.
Over
and,
and listen and cry.
A couple of staff members came into the studio with tears in their eyes, just saying,
he was magnificent. He called everyone love.
Love. Is that what you get that for?
Yeah, I do.
Well, here's a little fact to send you off your, what day is it?
Yes, love.
Wednesday. Now he's calling everyone love again. You normally say love, love. Don't you? Love, love.
Yeah.
You know there are only two words in the English language that have all five vowels in order. Can you give us the vowels in order, Jazz, to start with?
Go on. The vowels. Everyone knows the vowels.
Come on.
A.
No, oh, don't tell her.
She's not.
I'll
tell
me.
Tell
what
me
are the vowels in order?
A-E-I-O-U.
No, don't.
Stop
right. That's it. Don't write that down for him.
I've got an A for English.
Oh, you can read three books in a day, didn't you say before? What a load of crap that is. Anyway, there are only two words in the English language that have all five vowels in order.
Well, burnt, Greg.
I'm thinking like advantageous or something.
No, it's similar to that. I'll give you the first one. Abstemious. I don't even know what that means. And facetious.
Oh, facetious. Mm.
A B S T E M I O U S and facetious F A C E T I O U S.
Yeah, I like that.
Good work. Our boss Matty O'Reilly's facetious.
I don't know what that means. Yeah. What does that mean?
Alone.
Well, leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Oh, you stick it up for Jimmy. You stick up for Matty. You buddy.
Gangnam Style. Here we go. Everyone dance.
There we go.
See you tomorrow night at the Shed Live.
Big Shed Brewing. Celebrating our Triple M beer.
Gangnam Style.
I'm Ubering tomorrow night.
He's Ubering tomorrow night.